Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, TiVo them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank each and every caller on the line on today. We know it's going down. We expect a word from the Lord on today, and that's just what you're going to get, a word from the Lord. Glory to God. You know, God is still moving. Hallelujah. If you could just see the way things are happening and all the storms that are going on and everybody's going through, glory to God. But know that God got you. He will hold you up through every storm, whatever it may be. He will hold you up. Glory to God. It don't matter. When you lean and depend on him and in his everlasting word, he is always there. Amen. Glory to God. You know, some people say, well, you know, I ain't got it yet, but understand, he's never late. He's always right on time. Glory to God. Because God gets the glory, amen, out of everything. Hallelujah. When he brings you through, you tell him, say, to God be the glory. Ain't nothing I did by myself. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you can give people so much credit, but no, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, what would I have done? Glory to God. Amen. Let's go on. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, my Lord, if you missed the show on yesterday, Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha asked you, it was off the chain. Glory to God. The enemy tried to steal it, but guess what she did? She went ahead right on and she just blew it all up and blew it out. It was an awesome show. Glory to God. She prayed the house down as usual. My God, my God. Is Faith Come By Hearing? And the show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. She gave the devil a black eye. Ain't nothing you can do with that. Glory to God. Just cover it up, put some ice on it, and keep on trucking down the road. Hallelujah. Then if you come on down just a little bit further, we'll call the Hour Power. I am the first Hour Power Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And my show is Prophetic Corner Ministries. I don't want to leave it out because we want everybody to tune in to all the shows to hear what the Lord is saying, because the Lord is moving on the north, south, east, the west, the left, and the right. He's moving, glory to God, so don't miss his move. Hallelujah. We're living in the last days, all because he hadn't came yet. He's giving us time to get ready, get ready, get ready. Glory to God. In the next Hour Power, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there. You will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure you tune in and hear what God is saying, amen, and how he's working through Minister Elaine. It's all ministry with you in mind, reaching the people, going out to the nation so they can hear the word of God. You know, this is probably sometimes the only show that people will hear. Sometimes this is the only Jesus they know. So, you know, amen, it's ministry with everybody in mind, glory to God. And if you move on up a little bit on Tuesday night, we have the Power Impact Team, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. It's on WOW Radio, glory to God, and the show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I don't want you to miss it. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual counselor, I want you to make sure you hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and Pastor Joseph Rouse page. And you can inbox any of them, glory to God, and let them know what you need, what the need may be. because God is moving. Don't miss the move of God. You know, sometimes they say, well, you know, I just don't want my business out there. Glory to God. Well, I can guarantee you, whatever you need is in the house. If you need healing, it's in the house. Glory to God. Yeah, it's not your business being put out there. Hallelujah. Because, you know, when you call into the show, you don't have to give your name, but we do ask that you tell us where you're calling from. So we want to know which part of the world will reach you. And that's all. And then you give your prayer request and you will be prayed for. And if you want to join the team, you contact Prophetess Yvonne Riles page on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Riles on Facebook, and they will let you know what you need to do. Glory to God. So don't miss God's move. God is moving all across the nation. You know, you can see by the times and the way, amen, as hot as it's being. And, you know, look, we are over here in September. My God. We just got another short step over in October. Glory to God, my God. So you can see, amen, Jesus is the return. Amen. We don't know the hour. We don't know the day. We don't even know the time. But all he wants us to do is be ready. You know, that song said, I pray we all be ready. I pray we all be ready for his return. Hallelujah, glory to God. I pray that we give our hearts a search. So we won't be playing church. You know, so many times there are some just playing church. They'll go to church, glory to God, my God, and they'll hear a good sermon, hallelujah. They'll even do the praise dance and all that, and they join, they're in the choir. They can sing good and all. They can tear a song up. They can tear it out the frame. But let me ask you a question. Is your heart, amen, ready? So whenever you get through doing all that singing, glory to God, all that sweating, my God, my God, do you still live for Jesus when you step outside the church doors? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is he still in you? Is he really in you? Because anybody can sing, but is he really there? You know, you hear lots of people going around. You know, they'll sing, amen, and they can just sing, let's just say the chandeliers off the wall. Glory to God. But is he in there for real, for real? Do you live that lifestyle, amen, that you sing about? Hallelujah. You know, so many times you forget about it, and all you want to do is just sing it but not live it. But in these last days, you're going to have to live it, hallelujah, because you want a seat, hallelujah, in the heaven, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God. So we're going to have to live it, hallelujah. You, in other words, if you're talking the talk, amen, glory to God, you got to walk the walk. My God, amen. And I'm going to encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many perks. You'll also, amen, glory to God, you'll get a personal call, amen, from the apostle and the pastor. Glory to God. Now, my God, no, you can't buy them with just $25 or more is all we asking. So you can't buy them and you can't buy a word. Glory to God. But we're asking you to partner with us. So you will be placed on the personal prayer list where you will be prayed for all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. For a team, don't mind praying, God. Hallelujah. That will stand in the gap for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they don't mind, hallelujah, ministering to you. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever you may need. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and join for $25. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, this is just like getting a piece of the cake. Some like red velvet, hallelujah. Some like chocolate, hallelujah. Some like butternut, hey, amen. That's whatever you like is in the house. So come on and break off a piece of this cake, hallelujah. Amen. Whatever your flavor is, I'm sure, hallelujah. They can accommodate you, whatever your flavor is. So I encourage you to come on and join right now in the name of Jesus, amen, glory to God. So you can go on, amen, and be whoever God calling you to be. You know, don't keep sitting around waiting. You know, well, I don't know my calling. Well, I'm going to encourage you, and let me just give you a short testimony here. You know, amen. I knew my calling. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. But I couldn't get to that level I was trying to get to, because every time I started to go to that level, something would stop me. Hallelujah. You know, maybe God's not calling you to be a prophet. Maybe he's calling you, amen, to be a missionary. Glory to God. I've heard several stories. I said, no, that ain't what he said. I know what he said. but I needed somebody to help me along the way, somebody to pull it, amen, out of me, so to speak, hallelujah, and they understand what I'm saying, amen, y'all will catch that later, but I needed someone to help me, hallelujah, to perfect the gift in me, and that's what you need. You need someone to help you perfect those gifts that's in you, to bring them out so they can be a youth for the kingdom. Hallelujah. You don't want to go out there haphazardly and mess nobody up. That way, if those gifts are perfected and when they are brought out, you know, God gets the glory for it. Glory to God. But you have someone to help you along that way, to show you the right way to do it. And, you know, and not the backwoods way. You won't come up on the backside of the mountain all the time. Glory to God. You don't have to. I'm opening the door now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So I'm encouraging you to go ahead and hook up. Hallelujah. Go ahead and inbox them. You can inbox them now while we're on the phone, you know, while we're on Blog Talk now talking. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know what you may need. Hallelujah. And let them know that you want to become a part of the WOW team, because you know God is calling you even higher. You know, make no mistake, we are all called, amen, to be servants, hallelujah, and it's God to pass out the gifts, amen. So you want your gift to be perfected, then you come on in and get in, hallelujah. We're going higher. We're not going to allow anything, amen, to tear us down and anything to stop us, hallelujah, glory to God. When you believe, amen, in the Most High God, glory to God, you ain't going to let nothing stop you, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we can stagnate ourselves. By not doing what he asked us to do. You know, I want you to go over here and I want you to join this team so they can help you to perfect that gift in you. Glory to God. And you know what? You stagnate yourself. Hallelujah. You say, well, I don't want to do that because, you know, over there I got to live right. Over there I got to talk right. Over there I got the time. This ain't my message, but hey, roll with it. Come on, roll with it. Amen. I know it's Sunday evening. Glory to God. Everybody done went to church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They done sung your favorite song. Take your shoes off. Hallelujah. And come on. Hallelujah. Just stretch your toes out. It'll be okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you want that gift perfected. So I encourage you to come on and join. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I know for a fact that he is speaking, amen, to some people on this line on today about joining, amen, glory to God. But the only reason you're fearful, you don't have to fear, amen. He give us the spirit of fear. And you know that love and a sound mind and peace, hallelujah, that's what God has given us, amen, hallelujah. So you don't have to fear in joining, amen, a team that wants to live right, hallelujah. You have to choose this day whom you will serve. You want to join a team that will live right or a team that will live wrong. Hallelujah. Which results would you rather have? The kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, or you know, amen, glory to God. Y'all fill in the blanks. I'm going to let y'all do that. Hallelujah. Amen, glory to God. But I'm going to encourage you again to come on and join. Amen. And these ministries have been a blessing to you. Be a blessing to each ministry. Hallelujah. We're under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The anointing flows from the head down. That's all I say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you desire prayer at this time, you go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody pressed or one, so we're going to go ahead on. Amen. I'm going to open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you, Lord God, as humble little children, Lord, as we know how, Lord God, lifting up your holy name on high, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, Lord God, as we're going to rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you thought enough of us, Lord, to spread your joy. Oh, glory to God, your love, God, amongst us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, how you watch over your children, how you protect them from hurt, harm, and danger, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you can heal everywhere, Lord God, we hurt in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord God, you can bring healing in the mind of those who are being turmoiled, Lord God, who has, Lord God, confusion going on in their mind on today, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that those, Lord God, who have an unforgiving heart, in the name of Jesus, you can heal them also, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you can heal every sore. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you can heal those with brain tumors. In the name of Jesus, we call them out right now. In the name of Jesus, we said, be made whole. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you can heal. Oh, my God, high blood pressure. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we say, revelate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord, all pressure. Oh, my God, we cast it back into the pit from which it came. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that you be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. God said he'll heal in an instant. All you got to do is ask. Oh, my God, glory to God. You don't have to walk around with that sickness, hallelujah. You don't have to walk around with that disease. He said he can heal you in an instant. All you got to do sometimes is just ask in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, how you're watching over us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you watch over your word to perform it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are in the storm, Lord, up in North Carolina, Lord, and all those surrounding towns and areas, Lord God, even those that were hit by tornadoes, oh, Father, we know you're the keeper of their soul, oh, God. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to give them peace, give them strength. Huh? Oh, my God. Huh? Oh, God, glory to God. Lord, pour it out on them like never before, Lord, because you're still in control. You're still in charge, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, everything that they need, let it be supplied, God. Don't let it stop, Lord God, in the middle, but God, let it, Lord God, reach them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them stop, Lord God, halfway, but let, Lord God, everyone, Lord God, that's connected, Lord God, let them give them what they need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, oh, Lord. Hey, Lord God, and we praise your heavenly name on high. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I keep hearing the Lord say, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means nothing belongs to you and I. Everything belongs to him. Huh? You always say, you know, mine, my bank account. Well, glory to God. If it had not been for the Lord, you wouldn't have that bank account. Everything belongs to him. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means everything in the earth, hallelujah, belongs to the Lord. Your children, hallelujah. Your mate, hallelujah. Your wife, hallelujah. Your family, everything belongs to the Lord, hallelujah. That car you're driving, it belongs to the Lord, glory to God. Because if it had not been for him, you wouldn't have that car. Glory to God, my God. Everything. So stop saying, mine, it ain't yours. Hallelujah. We just gonna occupy it. He let us borrow it while we're down here to do what we need to do, to go back and forth to work, to go places and do things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it ain't yours. Glory to God. It's not yours. It said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That means everything. It belongs to Jesus. Glory to God. It is not ours. We just gonna occupy down here and we gonna use it. He letting us borrow it. Hallelujah. Until he comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. I'm going to be coming today from 2 Kings chapter 5. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 5. Glory to God. And it reads, now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. But he was a leper. Okay, you know, you see right here, amen, it says he honored his master. He honored the one that he was under. You know, hey, glory to God, he honored him. Do you honor who you under? Hallelujah. He said give the glory to God, but you got to honor who you under. If you can't honor who you honor, then you know what you need to do. You need to move on, glory to God. Because I'm going to tell you something, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. God is going to do some shaking. He's going to do some sifting, hallelujah. He's going to do some shifting, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. All those that's in the way, hallelujah, and trying to stop ministries from flowing, glory to God, all because you don't like a certain person that's over a certain thing, glory to God. God's going to do some shifting. He's going to do some shaking. He's going to move you out of the way, glory to God, so the ministry can flow. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, we have a choice, hallelujah. We can either honor it, hallelujah, or you can keep it stepping. And if you don't want to honor it, then keep it stepping. Don't try to stagnate the ministry. That wasn't amen, glory to God, my message, but he laid it on my heart, hallelujah. He's going to move it, hallelujah. It's time, hallelujah, for it to go forth. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God. Okay, let's get back. Amen. Naaman was a leper. Glory to God. But he honored who he was under. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought a captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. In other words, that he had brought a little girl. I'm saying little girl. It said little girl, you know, and she honored Naaman's wife. In other words, she helped her and she took care of him. Glory to God. Yes, she did. She did what she wanted her to do. Let's see here. And she said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. You know, he was a leper. Do you know what leprosy is? Glory to God. It's a white pigmentation. I call it your skin. Amen. I said kind of peels. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know what? Understand. See, this girl was captured and she was brought over there. But you know what she could have did now? She could have just said, well, you know what? They done come over here and they got me. And then you think I want to go and I'm helping her and I'm here stuck in this rut. No. See, God was still using her when she came from over there. Over here, glory to God. And she could have just said, no, I'm not going to help him. Glory to God. Just let him stay like he is. But she didn't. She said, you know what? I know somebody that can help him. He can be healed. But she didn't tell him, glory to God, because she was afraid probably to speak to him, you know? Glory to God. But there was one, hallelujah, that she told. Let's find out right here. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus says the maid, that is of the land of Israel. See, he was saying, well, you know what? The girl said that there is somebody, amen, that can heal you. And they went and told him that somebody can heal him, because that's what she was saying. She know the prophet can heal him. Hallelujah. If you know that you know that you know that that prophet can get a word through, I don't care who it is. It may be even somebody you might don't even care for. But understand this, hallelujah, glory to God. You honor them, hallelujah. It don't matter. You know, so many times now, they want to look at, oh, that's just, you know, I'll just use myself. It's okay. Hallelujah. Well, you know, that's just this Martha. You know, yes, okay. But if you know that the word that God speaks through me can heal you, then come and get your word. So you know what? Lord sent me over here. Amen. And I want you to pray for me. Don't look at me, but look at the God in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, a lot of times you're looking at the outer core. If you look at the outer core of an apple, hallelujah, it ain't going to look rotten. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. You know, yes, it looks good on the outside. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's rotten on the inside. Hallelujah. And it ain't rotten on the outside. Glory to God. But you got to look at the goodness on the inside. Hallelujah. And that's what you're going to eat from. Hallelujah. So be not afraid. If there's a word and you know that prophet, then that whoever, minister or whoever, teacher, pastor, preacher, can get that word through, glory to God, and can get that prayer through, you need to go to them. I don't care who it is. Hallelujah. It may be somebody that you know. And things, they may have been things that they ain't just did all right. Glory to God, I understand. God ain't going to operate, you know, through people with unclean hands. Yes, I know that. Glory to God. Yes, yes, and yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you know that they're living and doing most of what they need to do, hallelujah, they may have said something. Yeah, I'm not saying they cussed nobody out or nothing like that. They may have said something, may have been off cue, you know, and they apologize for it, hallelujah, because nobody's perfect. But keep it moving and get your healing, baby. Let's move on. And the king of Syria said, go And I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with them 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 charges of raiment. Now look right here. What he did, he didn't go, he wasn't going before them without giving something. Hallelujah. You see what he did, you know, the Bible said, don't go before a prophet without taking something, okay, giving a gift of something. Glory to God. But he, you know, he didn't know what to expect, but he just decided, you know, he would take something with him. Hallelujah. The king told him, yeah, take this stuff with you. Hallelujah. So you'll have something to give him. Glory to God. And he brought the letter to the king and of Israel, saying, now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doeth sin unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. See, the king was saying, hold up, wait a minute. I am not God. I can't kill him. I can't heal him. Glory to God. He said, I don't. Is he trying to start a quarrel with me? Glory to God. Is he trying to start a battle with me? Glory to God. He's saying, I don't have that gift to heal or kill. Come on now, glory to God. And so, you know, and some people don't have that gift. If you know that ain't your gift, stay in your lane. I'm going to tell you now, because you're going to suffer many things. If you stay in your lane, operate in the gift that he has given you. If he gave you evangelistic gift, then you evangelize the best you can. If he gave you missionary gift, then you be the best missionary, glory to God, that you can be. Ask God what you need to do, where you need to go, and how you need to do it. Glory to God. Let's move on. And it was so, when Elijah, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. He said, hold up, king, you it's okay. You ain't got to worry about it. He's saying, I got it. He said, send him to me. Send him to me and see what I do. Glory to God. What do you think he was going to do? He was going to set him free. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. So send him to me, king. You ain't got to rent your clothes, tan your clothes all up, tan your hair up. You got your face all tore up. Don't worry about it. Send him to me. I will get him healed. Send him to me. Glory to God. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. And Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. See, sometimes you don't want to believe the word of the prophet. You know, you can give them a word, and you know what I hear? Well, I know. Yeah, you know what? God told me that too. Maybe he did. I'm not saying that he didn't. But sometimes not. He hadn't told you that. Because if he did, amen, he wouldn't have sent his prophet to tell you that. Glory to God. So learn to have a listening ear. And I hear myself saying that a lot. Have a listening ear to hear. Glory to God. Because sometimes you think that God has sent you a word, but it don't be. It just be you thinking, say, well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, yeah, yeah, because I don't have to go through everything that they went through to be a prophet. I don't have to go through everything that they're going through. I don't have to pray. I don't have to read my word. I don't have to do none of that, and God going to speak to me. Glory to God. Come on, y'all. Stop lying. Let's keep it real. And I'm just going to call it like I see it. And he told him to go and dip 7 times, amen, in the Jordan. Hallelujah. Now, if he'd have told you to dip 7 times in the Jordan, do you think you would have did it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If he said, go out, amen, and dip 7 times in the swimming pool, and you're going to be healed. Glory to God. Let's see what happened to Naaman. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. See, he thought that he was going to come out there Amen. And he was going to pray hard and he was going to spit on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But how many of you know, amen, healing comes in many ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's no telling how God will send you, amen, your healing. So whenever he send it to you, understand, receive it in that way. Because it says he takes the foolish things to confound the wise. Glory to God. And see, he was telling him, you know, this is what I want you to do. Go dip. But see, Naaman wanted him to come, amen, out there and pray over him and lay hands on him, pour oil from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He was expecting him to come and pour some oil on him. Glory to God. Maybe a barrel, we'll say. Hallelujah. And get him healed like that. But he just told him something simple. Go and dip in the Jordan 7 times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Are not Abana and Pharaoh, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. In other words, he was mad. Hallelujah. Why you got to send me down there? Glory to God. But what he don't know is that's where his healing take place. You remember when the man couldn't see, amen, and Jesus spit in his hand, glory to God. He made mud, glory to God, and wiped it over the man's eyes, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, and he was healed, hallelujah. You see, so don't doubt where your healing coming from. Whenever they talk about it on radio and they tell you on Tuesday nights and different things to do, hallelujah, I wonder how many of y'all do it, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, if you don't do it, then amen. You can't keep asking God for the same thing because he done sent his word. He sent the boat. He done sent the ship. He done sent the airplane. He done sent everything he could, hallelujah, and you not receiving it. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, he was mad because he didn't come out there and lay hands on him, said, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He didn't cry loud, glory to God. He didn't do none of that. All he did, because he had the Jesus in him, he said, go and dip, hallelujah. This is what you do, and he had told him to tell him to go dip. It ain't nothing he came up with on his own. Come on, if he be a prophet of God, hallelujah, he whatever he speak, he was gonna go and heal him, glory to God. And that's what you gotta believe. So many times people don't believe. I've even heard, you know what, prophets were in the Old Testament, they none in the New Testament, glory to God. Well, read it for yourself. Don't just let people tell you stuff. You go and look it up. They Google so much now, glory to God. You can Google it. You can Internet Explore it. You can Google Chrome it. You can do whatever you want to do. Turn it upside down, inside out. Find out for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't allow people to tell you stuff. You can look for it and see. Hallelujah. And see if it ain't so. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, would thou not have done it? How much rather than when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Now, you know, if he'd have told him to do some great thing, do you think he would have did it? If he had told him, you know what, you can go, hallelujah, go out there in the woods and you can find, you know, one of those healing bushes, hallelujah, glory to God. It looks like this, and gave him some specific instructions, and you take it and you boil the tea and you drink it, glory to God. But all he told him to do is just go dip yourself. And you're going to be made whole. Glory to God. Now, if he'd have told him to go and do some big thing, you think he would have did it, but he just told him something simple to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He could have ran out there and jumped in there. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But he thought he was going to come out and pray over him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he didn't. He just told him to go down there and you dip and you're going to be made whole. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Oh, my God. See right there, it made him healthy. Glory to God. Now, whenever the prophet will tell you, you know, here's what you need to do. You need to drink plenty of water. Hallelujah. And you know what? You need to just drink water for 7 days. Just continue to drink that water for 7 days. Don't drink no juice. Don't drink no, amen, no lemonade. Don't drink no tea. Don't drink nothing, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And definitely no alcohol. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what they say down south. There's alcohol, okay? Glory to God. And that's what they say. Hallelujah. But don't drink nothing. Just drink water straight for 7 days and watch your cleansing. Hallelujah. Bacteria building up in your body. If you drink water thoroughly, hallelujah, for the next 7 days, it'll bring it all out. Glory to God. You can see it when it come out. Glory to God. My God, my God. And that's what you want. Hallelujah. My God. You want to be made whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. By God, my God. Oh, glory to God. Let's move on to verse 15. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. See, he was saying, okay, go ahead. I brought some gifts. Here go some gifts. Would you take these gifts that I brought? Because I know now what you told me is true. I'm telling y'all, listen up, glory to God. Whenever they come with the word, amen, whoever it may be, understand. That word is from the Lord, hallelujah. That word is from straight above, glory to God. And he does nothing, amen, without telling his prophets first, glory to God. So what he should have did, he should have went right on and jumped in. So I need you to go on and jump in, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, you've been sipping on the wrong things. You know, body water is a cleanse, brings a cleansing to our bodies. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes God allows them to pray over the water at certain times. And, you know, glory to God. In other words, he allows them to stir the water. So I encourage y'all to listen up, amen, when the water is being stirred. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can get yours and drink it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let me help you out. If you don't believe it, then ain't nothing going to happen. But over here, you better believe it, because that will bring a cleansing to your body. Everything that's in there, hallelujah, it's got to come out. Glory to God. Because it can't stand that anointed water that you're putting in your system. Glory to God. My God, my God. So I encourage you to listen up when it comes forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. See, he was trying to give him a gift. He was trying to give Elijah a gift, but he said, no, I don't want it. He said, I'm not going to take it. Glory to God. He didn't take it. Hallelujah. But he brought it to him, but he didn't take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he said, don't go before a prophet without taking a gift. Hallelujah. It's up to them to receive it, but don't go without. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, people will come, well, you know what, I called in and I got my prayer, amen, out, but guess what? I'm not going to even give a dime. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. No, you can't pray. You can't pay for your healing, but you can help the ministry to reach the nation even the more. Hallelujah. You know, I see now so many people are holding their money tight. Hallelujah. But if ain't nothing coming in, hallelujah, glory to God. If ain't nothing going out, ain't nothing going to come in, hallelujah. It's a flow process. Yeah. It's that whatsoever man soweth, what do you need, hallelujah, glory to God. That's what's going to come back to you. My God, yes, you spend, hallelujah, but yes, you also save because you want it to keep flowing. So if you just holding on to what you got, hallelujah, then guess what? Ain't nothing going to come back to you. Amen. Not in the process of money. Hallelujah. Hey, but if you need peace, sow peace. Hallelujah. That's all I got to say about that one. Let's move on. And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offerings nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing, the Lord pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of remnant to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of remnant, when I bow down myself in the house of remnant, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. He was saying, Lord, forgive me. Because when I go down, you know, he go in the house and he bow down with his, amen, glory to God, the king, hallelujah. He said, Lord, forgive me. He said, I know now There's only one God, and the God is operating in Israel. Because guess what? I mean, in Samaria. Guess what? He got healed. And he knows the true and the living God now for real, for real. He knows. He said, but when he go in, hallelujah, he had to bow down with him, and he was asking God to forgive him because guess what? They were serving the wrong one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Because, amen, you can only get healed, amen, through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You can't get healed through Buddha. You can't get healed through Duda. You can't get healed through Duda. Whoever, glory to God, you're thinking, you can't get healed through them. You can only get healed through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Oh, my God, the Son, hallelujah, of the living God. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. And he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. Now listen at this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You got to understand. You can't bow down to all this. You know, some folks bow down, amen, and they serve their cars and they do serve their money. I know y'all say she talk about money. Glory to God. But it's okay. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about it till Jesus come or call me out of here, whatever. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to continue. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to talk about it. Because what most people, when you see them, what do they say they need? Yeah, money. I heard all y'all online, glory to God. I heard it loud and clear. They say money. And yes, you do. But are you sowing in the right place? Are you sowing the right seed? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you should get a return on your seed. My God, my God. So think about what you're doing and where you're doing it at. And where you're putting your money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. But listen at this right here. Oh, my God. Now this right here, really, really, amen. I want you to listen what happened next. Hallelujah. But Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, in not receiving at his hand that which he bought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. Now understand, Gehazi was his servant. He was serving after he was serving with, amen, Elijah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now, you know, I'm going to read this and then I'm going to tell you about it. Amen. Glory to God. Listen at this. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? He's saying, what's wrong? You running after me? Did I just leave you? Glory to God. What's wrong? And he said, all is well. My master hath sent me, saying, behold, even now there become to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophet. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. Glory to God. And Naaman said, be content, take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now look what he did. Gehazi did. He going to go and catch him after Elijah said, no, he told him, you know, no, we're not going to take anything. You know, now's not the time. We're not going to take anything. But guess what? Gehazi going to go and say the prophet told him to come and stop him and get this from him. Be careful who you're lying on, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be careful, hallelujah, when you open your mouth against God's prophets. Be careful, because you don't know you're cursing yourself. That's anybody. The Bible says even those that think they are anointed, who say they are anointed, be careful about putting your mouth on them. Glory to God. But you know, people don't think about that. They just go ahead and do it. Oh, ain't no repercussions in me. Amen. But everybody under the sound of my voice on today, you heard what I said. So you're going to be held accountable. We all are for the word that we know and the word that we hear. Glory to God. And when, hallelujah, let's get right here. Amen. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hands and bestowed them in the house. And he let the men go and they departed. He called himself going to try to hide. Don't you know you can't hide from a prophet? Glory to God. If it's a true prophet, you can't hide. Hallelujah. They going to know, hallelujah, where you at. You going to know where you been. Going to know what you're doing. Because God going to show them, amen. Hallelujah. He said he does nothing without revealing it to my prophet, amen, first. So guess what? He going to let them know. Hallelujah. But he went in, hallelujah, He went in and stood before his master. And Elijah said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, thy servant went no whither. He asked him, where you coming from? And he said, I ain't been nowhere. I ain't did nothing. Glory to God. Now, don't you know he had been hanging around enough to know, hallelujah, because the Bible says, know those that labor among you. That means you got to know your peeps. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know your peeps. Hallelujah. Don't you know, amen, they know who you are. They know what you'll do. They know what you don't do. You know, hallelujah, and they know what you will do. Glory to God. See, he had been around Elijah enough that Elijah knew him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hold up. Where you coming from? And he gonna lie, I ain't coming from nowhere. I ain't did nothing. I ain't doing nothing. He didn't think he could see. Hallelujah. He didn't even have to be there. But if he got God living in him, he really messed himself up by telling that story. Glory to God. And he said unto him, went not mine heart with thee? When the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and manservants and maidservants? He said, hold up. He said, this is not the time to receive nothing. Hallelujah. And he said, you know, hallelujah. Let's read this. Amen. I'm sorry, number 27. And then we're going to talk about it. The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. Now he was telling him, don't you know, hallelujah, I saw you when the man got down out the chariot. I saw you how much you took. Glory to God. I saw you when you were over there with him, and I didn't even have to be there. Don't you know God would allow, amen, the prophets to see, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, to see, and they don't have to be there. They don't have to be in the midst. Huh? They can walk in your house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They can keep your mail. You know, hallelujah. Not that God does it, amen, to try, amen, to tear anybody down, but he does it because he wants you to come on in and fit in and do what you're supposed to do for the kingdom of God. He uses a prophet to bring you the word of God to help you, not to hurt you. It's not harmful. It's helpful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When they tell you to drink this water for 7 days, hallelujah, glory to God, I don't know who it is, amen, hallelujah, if you're having some trouble, amen, glory to God, amen, you're having some trouble, hallelujah, I hear stomach problems, you're having some stomach problems, that's some bacteria building up because you ain't drinking enough water, you got to flush it out, hallelujah, glory to God, I know some say that's elementary, but you know what, some people don't know that. Hallelujah. People don't know. We just assume sometimes they know it, but sometimes they don't know that. Bacteria will build up in your body. There's good bacteria and bad bacteria. Glory to God. And it will build up in your body because you don't drink enough water. You drink those sodas and you drink the tea. Hallelujah. And you say, oh, I just can't drink water. Hallelujah. I have to have something in it. But there's nothing like the pure H2O to run something out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pure. Hallelujah. To run it out. Glory to God. Now, you know, it'll make you cramp sometimes and it'll make your stomach hurt. Hallelujah. So whoever that is on this line, you know you ain't drinking enough water. Hallelujah. Drink the water for 7 days. Hallelujah. Straight. And then you will continue to drink it and you won't have this problem anymore. But you got to continue to drink water. Hallelujah. Drink nothing but water for the next 7 days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then after you continue to drink it and you won't have that problem again. But if you stop drinking it, the problem will come back. It will reside again in your glory to God. And then you have to start all back over again, flushing again. So I encourage you to drink the water. Hallelujah. But anyway, you don't lie to the prophet. Hallelujah. Now, you see, he was lying to the prophet, but he already know. He said, I saw everything you did, everywhere you go and everything. And when he got down off the chariot, and then the men that helped you took the money and everything and the garments over into your house. I saw all that. I saw the men at the door. Whenever they went in your house, he peeked his car. Glory to God. Don't you know, amen, your leaders know what you'll do and what you won't do. Don't think they don't, because if they are the keepers of your soul, they're praying for you every day. They don't know. They say, okay, hold up. Hold up, something ain't right. Hallelujah, glory to God, something ain't right. Hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, you're showing me something ain't right. They'll give you a call and tell you that, glory to God. It's not to tear you down, but it's to build you up and let you know, glory to God, hallelujah. It's not to say, well, you know what, they ain't doing right, they ain't living right, they over there with old JJ. No, it's not that type of thing, it's not that type of party, hallelujah. Now, you already know, you know, JJ ain't no good, so hey, she ain't got no business over there with him, right? Glory to God, my God. You already know Susan Bell ain't doing what she need to do, hallelujah, with the shouts, cuts, and all, and I, amen, glory to God. You already know what Susan Bell is over there, amen, and what she's about, right? Glory to God, my God. And one of those silly women stricken with sin, right? So you already know that, glory to God, my God. But it's to help you, it's to help you, to build you up in the kingdom of God. You know, he uses his prophets, amen, to bring forth a word. Sometimes a word is, it's heavy, and it will be sometimes, but, you know, there's just certain times and things and places that it must come forth. Hallelujah. It must come forth to bring deliverance to you, glory to God, to bring, amen, what you need, you know, glory to God. You know, prophets are to come to build you and edify, glory to God, hallelujah, not to tear you down, my God. You know, there was a time I said, listen, I was going down the road, and the Lord showed me all this chaos and this person's paperwork, and these people were trying to sabotage his paperwork, and, you know, and all that. Amen. Glory to God. I never stopped in the middle of the road. I said, the devil is a lie. So I went on down the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I couldn't wait till I get there. Glory to God. I had to slow it down. But anyway, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, wait a minute. I said, all these people sabotaging your paperwork at work. Are they doing that to you? And they told me, yes, they trying to do it, and they had this. But see, they didn't tell me this. Glory to God. We would have not prayed for it and knocked it right on out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, that's what it does. He comes to warn you, hallelujah, sometimes of things that's to come, hallelujah, glory to God, because we want to be warned. We don't want it to come upon us and we don't know about it. My God, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, warning come before destruction. So there are some things that you need to know. A lot of times you hear stuff that you don't need to know, but you want to know that. But when it's something to help you, then you don't want to know, because I'm telling you, hallelujah, you want to be careful and listen at what the word of the Lord is saying on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. They know, hallelujah, what you're doing. They know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not to tear you down, but it's to edify and build you up. We living in a time now where, you know, we need building up. We need God to speak even the more. So that it's going to take much prayer, hallelujah, and supplication. You got to pray, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, people say, well, you know what, I pray all the time. You know what? Yeah, you may pray all the time. It's good to pray going down the road. It's good to pray, amen, when you get in your car. It's good to pray. But do you spend some one-on-one time with the Lord? Do you just sit in his presence and say, okay, Lord, I need you to talk with me. Let's talk for a minute, you know? Hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to suck with you. Let's sit there, amen, and let's have some water. Hallelujah. Not juice, hallelujah. Not Kool-Aid, not lemonade. Let's just drink a little water, and we're going to talk, Lord God. Oh, the living water. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you spend that kind of time? But are you always busy thinking you got to go somewhere and you got to call somebody? You got to see what they're doing and how they're doing it and where they go to do it at. Glory to God, my God. We always have to be in that same mind frame. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, we always talk about spending time with the Lord on the shows and different things. I wonder how many does that. Do you really, really do that? Or do you have to have the news on? I got to see what's going on it. Glory to God, my God. It's okay, amen, sometimes, but amen, do you have to do it all the time? Hallelujah. Do you just want to sit there and see what's going on with Jesus? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, what's going on with you today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I guarantee you, he'll talk back to you. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear him talking, amen. Just listen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a caller, amen, on the line, and I'm going to bring this caller in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller 228, you are live and on the air. Hello? Caller 228, you are live and on the air. Hello? Hello? Amen. Well, I wasn't able to bring the caller in. I couldn't hear it. Caller, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh,
yes,
hi, caller.
Can you hear me? Yes. Where
yes,
are you
ma'am.
Calling from?
Michigan.
Amen. And what's your prayer request?
My prayer request is for understanding in my relationship.
Amen, amen. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give a discerning of the spirits, oh God, to give a more understanding and knowledge and wisdom in your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, as she reads the word of God, Lord God, illuminate it for her, Lord God. Give her the understanding, Lord, that she needs, Lord, to walk in your word, Lord, and walk in your will, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said all we had to do is ask, Lord God. Lord, you said if we ask, it shall be given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As you read, hallelujah, meditate on what you're reading. Glory to God. Now, you know, I say for myself, the Lord was speaking to me and saying, you know, you're reading it. Yes, you can read it with your mind. Hallelujah. He said, but you got to understand it with your heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you read it, hallelujah, just sit, amen, and talk to him about the scriptures, and he will give you the understanding of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, yes, he will. Glory to God. And thank you for calling. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want you to forget. Hallelujah. Minister Elaine coming up next. You're going to break, and then you're going to go over and hear Minister Elaine, hear a word from the Lord. Amen. In season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving, amen, the invitation to Christ. If you don't know the Lord, amen, as your Savior, your personal Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord, mold me, God, into what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, Lord God. And, Lord, I give my life to you on this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Get in a Bible-believing church. Begin to read your Bible daily. Begin to meditate on the Word of God daily. Begin, hallelujah, amen, a relationship with the Lord, talking to him, speaking with him, amen, supping with him, glory to God, spending time communicating, hallelujah, glory to God, with the Lord thy God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So we're going to go ahead on, and I'm going to get a benediction. Amen. And we're going to get out of here. Don't forget to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. She's coming up in the next 30 minutes. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome, awesome weekend. We will see you back here on next Sunday.